Blog Talk Radio.
You know, people always ask me, what's the captain really like? Well, I'm compassionate. I mean, that woman, that Nancy Pelosi, I'm sorry, but I mean, this woman is so dumb. She walks out into the forest and the trees get stupider. I'm understanding.
You just bankrupted the frickin' country! What's the matter with you?
I'm willing to listen.
Oh, you gotta have everybody's point of view. You can't just dismiss other people's point of view.
You don't have a point of view.
I'm intelligent. Oh, I'm glad you educated me on that. See, because I'm stupid. I didn't know that. Hell, I'm the full meal deal.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption. Corruption.
Until now.
Now. Now.
You feel that?
Program. I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of the cost. And remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can't afford it. It is tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. And to make a programming note, today is our first day with our new chat room, so if that's what you like, that's what you want to do, well, then join the chat room. You want to ask a question? You want to make a comment? Well, then do it. I'm not very good with chat rooms, I got to be honest. I'm an old school kind of guy, but I will make a conscious effort to peek at it every once in a while to see if there's something important that we should bring to our attention. If not, well, then you call the program. That's what this show's about. All these shows on Blog Talk Radio, every one of them, that's what they're about. They're about getting out the message. Look, if we don't communicate with each other, which is what is really missing in our society, we don't communicate. We don't talk to each other. We talk at each other. And that's the problem. We need to start talking to each other, not at. You can never have a conversation with a liberal. It's just impossible. I would love to be able to have a conversation with these people. And these are my friends, and I've got a lot of liberal friends. You know me, being in the theater, of course. There's liberals everywhere. Everywhere you go, there's a liberal. There's always one in the crowd that just has to be a liberal. Well, you know, they're good people, but when you start having a conversation with them, I mean, it's just impossible. All the intelligence is immediately sucked out of the room. They argue. They come up with all these points that are not points. I have no idea where these people are. And they're blaming you for all these things that you never even knew existed, but yet you're at fault for it. That's what these programs are for. These programs are for us. Every one of these programs are for us. We must communicate with each other. We've got to get this word out. Look, there's a lot of people out there that they know it. In their head, they know that they've been voting for the wrong people their entire lives. But because that television flat refuses to let them know that there's other things other than liberalism out there, well, they don't know it. So in their minds, if you're a Republican, automatically you're racist. You hate children. You hate women. You hate. That's all you do is hate. Well, maybe if these liberals once went out to a Tea Party once in a while, just one of them. That, what the hell's her name? That, oh, God, dog it. I am so terrible with names. I've never been good with names. I just can't remember a name. Roseanne Barr. Maybe if that dumb broad went out to a Tea Party once in a while, actually knew what the hell she was talking about, blaming the Koch brothers, or she calls the Koch brothers. See, she has no idea who the Koch brothers are. She was given probably the White House talking points before she goes on the air to spew her just nonsense. She reads it, oh, K-O-C-H, well, that must mean Koch. They don't teach reading in liberal school there, Roseanne, huh, sweetie? Huh? I mean, I completely annihilate the English language, completely murderate it. I can't read and I can't speak, but I definitely know that K-O-C-H is not Koch. I mean, if a dummy like me can figure it out, then there's no excuse for you. Well, you know it as well as I do, that as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth, that is a very, 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 very busy news day. And I never shut the hell up, so let's lift our jib and get this damn ship underway. All right, we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun makes shift the colors! All right, here's the headline of the day. Now, I'm dealing with absolutely no sleep. I had a crazy night last night. Another shot of grog here to get me going. I'm not an expert on Muslims. I'm not an expert on anything. I mean, I know a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff. Don't get me wrong. But what does that mean, expert? But I have met Muslims. I've been all over the Middle East. I've met Muslims here in the United States. I've been friends with them. I've been over their house. During Ramadan, they've talked to me about all different kinds of stuff. They were very open and told me all about their religion. I was just interested. That's one thing that I really loved about being in the Navy, is I got to go to all these different countries with all these different cultures, and I got to learn a little bit. I got to see what it's really like out there, especially these third world countries, these really, really, really super poor countries. I had heard about it, but hearing about it doesn't do it justice. You have to actually see it and experience it for yourself. That's what you fully understand. But when I seen these people, the way they lived their life, they were dirt poor, nothing. Literally, bamboo huts. Literally. You know where their bathroom was? They had five huts all around in like a circle. Well, not really a circle, but they were, you know, kind of a circle. But they had a hole in the ground that they all shared. That's where they went to the bathroom, and then they would bury it. That's what they did. That was their bathroom, and it was outside. They were happy. Have you ever noticed that poor people that are working their butts off and doing everything they can just to survive are always happier than the people who have everything? I just find that rather ironic. And when I seen these countries, it made me appreciate what I had. I didn't realize what America actually offered me, what it was giving me. I didn't realize it until I went overseas and seen some of these different cultures and different countries and how they live. And these people being, beyond poor. People today, we don't appreciate what we have. Obviously, nobody in our government seems to appreciate our Constitution. Me personally, I've read this document I don't know how many times. Am I an expert? Again, with that word expert. You don't have to be an expert on the Constitution to understand the Constitution. You don't have to be an expert in anything to understand something. All you have to do is shut the hell up and pay attention. Read it. It's not difficult. It's not a difficult document to comprehend. It's pretty simple. There's a couple of words that you may have to look up to figure out what the meaning of the word is or was from back then. But other than that, it's pretty simple. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish a constitution for the United States of America. My God in heaven! How do you misconstrue this? Unless you're devious. Our Bill of Rights? How many countries have a Bill of Rights like ours? How many countries really, really, truly have freedom of speech? Canada? Think Canada has freedom of speech? No. All those very nice people up in Canada, they're so nice. They're so nice, they're mean. And that's what liberals are. Because they're faking it. They're over-exaggerating it so everybody, oh, look at me, I'm not racist, I'm not a homophobe, I'm not a misogynist, I'm not a this, I'm not a that. Well, they are, but they don't want you to know it. So they come out and tell you how great and wonderful they are. They're for children, they're for women, they're for minorities, which I don't use that stupid word. There are no minorities in the United States of America. It's settled, damn it. Sick of that stupid word, it's settled. It's settled. Why, because you said it? Well, yeah. Global warming is real. Man did it. George Bush created it. Them Republicans and their Tea Party, them Koch brothers financed it. Our Koch brothers, shut up. Look, I've been to several Tea Parties, including the steps of the Capitol building. I've never even heard the word Koch brothers. They were never mentioned. Why? Because they're not needed to be mentioned. Look at all the rich liberals out there that give money to the Democratic Party. Well, that's okay, because, see, well, liberals can get the money. It's the Republicans are not allowed to get any money for their reelection campaigns. Especially not from the Koch brothers. I mean, liberals, they can get money from anybody. Unions. Overseas, Muslim Brotherhood, speaking of which happens to be our headline of the day. Muslim Brotherhoods are, I wonder just how long, really, Al-Qaeda, whatever you want to call it. You want to call them Al-Qaeda, Hamas, this, that, Muslim extremism. And I hate that stupid word, extremism. All these words that people use, they're just subjective. I don't particularly care for subjective terms all the time. I mean, there's a time and a place for a subjective term, but not really from the media. I mean, the media is supposed to be, well, I don't like these subjective terms because they're opinionated. What is extreme? Well, according to a liberal, if you believe in the Constitution and freedom for everybody, every race, every color, every sex, every sexual orientation, well, then you're a racist. You're a hater because you believe in freedom. So what is extremism? Well, I guess you have to decide that for yourself. And if you can't figure it out on your own, then you have no business being in the conversation. Shut up. That's another thing that pisses me off in this society today. Everybody's so goddamn lazy. They just want all the information just spoon-fed to them. If they can't Google it, and their little college professors don't tell them it, well, then they have no idea. They have no idea how to find it out. You know how the best way that I have found to learn? You know what that is? I've had a lot of experience in life. I've done a lot of things. I've done just about every job you can think of. I've been down and out. I've literally starved, been within literally within hours of starving to death. I do know what it's like. I know what it's like to be down. I know what it's like to be up. And I know what it's like to be in the middle. I've been all over the world. I've been all over the United States. So I come with a lot of experience. And I'm a people watcher. I learn from other people's mistakes. I watch people screw up and I go, okay, that's doing it wrong. I'm not going to do it that way. But the best way to learn anything, I don't care what the hell it is, anything, doesn't matter what it is, you have to listen. You have to pay attention. You have to be focused. And if you're not, you're never going to get anywhere. That's another problem in this country. Nobody wants to listen. If their college professors tell them that there is man-made global warming, George Bush invented it, the Koch brothers finance it, well, then it's settled, and that's it. So when you present these people with facts and truth and evidence and all this other stuff, pictures and videos and all, the evidence is overwhelming. Well, then that makes you a hater. They poo-poo it. They won't have anything to do with it. Because then they're going to have to admit that they were wrong. They got suckered in to a bogus claim, and they went out and they were preaching to all their friends, oh, man, global warming, global warming, global warming. Koch brothers financed it. George Bush invented it. George Bush invents global warming, and then as soon as he's done with global warming, he invents Hurricane Katrina. Yeah, granted, George Bush, did he screw up? Okay, yeah. Yeah. I think he'd like to take back that little line that he said about Putin looking into his soul. Well, I think the world has seen Putin's soul. This is not a very nice man. Okay, he's not a Boy Scout. He's not somebody that you would want to date your daughter. But getting back to the Muslim Brotherhood and extremism and Al-Qaeda, whatever you want to call them. Look, they've got a million different stupid names. But it's all about Sharia law. It's all about control. It's all about tyranny. The world right now is there are so many tyrants out there, and every one of these tyrants wants to take control of the planet. We've got Obama. We've got Putin. Who's actually in charge of the Muslim Brotherhood or the Muslim extremism? There's several of them, but they want to take over. They want Sharia law. And if you're an infidel, you must be beheaded. Everybody wants to be in total control of the world. For what? Think about it. Just think if you had complete and total control over planet Earth, of every single person under planet Earth, what would you do? What gain is that? What do you get out of it? What's the prize? That's what I want to know. What is the friggin' prize? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't care about other people. I could care less how other people live their stupid lives. Their stupid lives are not my stupid life. I got enough to worry about in my life. I don't have time. There's not enough time. There's not enough years. There's not enough centuries for me to be worried about somebody else's life. I got too much going on in my own. I don't understand why everybody has to be in total control over everybody else. What is with this? This culture we have in this country, well, see, I'm a firm believer. Look, when you go to a company, I've flown on every friggin' airline I think that has ever been an airline. There are good airlines and there are bad airlines. There are good stewardesses and there are bad stewardesses. And you can tell which ones work for a good company, and which ones don't. When the stewardesses are rude, they're obnoxious, they're short, they don't smile, Well, then you know that's how they're being treated. This is how it works. You have a tyrannical government where all these other agencies and everybody else, it trickles down over, everybody's got to be a tyrant. Why? Well, because the top dog's a tyrant. So now I've got to be one. Well, when you have a company where the management are jerks, they're rude, they're unprofessional, they don't care about their customers, they only care about the bottom line, which is how much money they're making, and they don't care how they get it. Well, that does trickle down. So if the company's not going to treat their employees right, well, then the employees are certainly not going to treat the customers right. It's just the way it is. It's just how it works. Well, everybody's got to get that piece of that. Everybody's got to have that total control. They got to get that control before somebody else gets control over them. Well, you don't need control over anybody. You need control over yourself. That's it. How the hell can you possibly have control over anybody else when you have no control over yourself? Well, you can't. But they do. And we allow them to get away with it. So, anyway, digressing again. We all know that there are Muslim sympathizers out there. The Muslim extremism, Al-Qaeda, terrorism, whatever. We do know that. And libs, oh, they love to talk about black conservatives as suffering from Stockholm syndrome. Just shut up. Stockholm syndrome. Syndrome. I hate that stupid word. Syndrome. Disorder. Every time I hear that word syndrome, it's not a syndrome. Shut up. But this Stockholm syndrome, that's what black conservatives are suffering from. You didn't know that? They're Uncle Toms. You didn't know that? Oh, they're siding with Whitey. You can't do that. You're black. You got to side with Blackie. You can't come over here with the white guys. Oh. We can't have that. That's Stockholm syndrome. You go over there and you talk to a white man. No. You go back over there to Blackie. And you white folks, oh, you white boys, don't you dare go out there with Blackies now. I mean, what the hell are these liberals doing? They talk about Stockholm syndrome. I mean, these are the same people, they love to befriend their enemies. They think by befriending their enemy, the enemy's going to be their friend. And that is where George Bush went off track. As we would say in the Navy, he went off PIM. Oh, I looked into Putin's soul. Boy, he's a nice guy. Well, no, I know what you were trying to do, Bush, W. I know what you were trying to do. You were trying to be diplomatic. You tried so many times to be friends with the liberals. And every time you did and gave the liberals every goddamn thing that they wanted, they just turned around and used it against you because they know for a fact that none of their stuff works. That's why they got you to give it to them. They went out there, begged and pleaded and threw all these little hissy fits. And they got what they wanted, and when they got what they wanted, they knew it was going to fail. Give me one policy, one liberal policy that has been successful in the United States. One. That's all I want. I mean, I'm not asking for a laundry list here. I'm just looking for one. How about Social Security? Well, it was a success until the government bankrupted it. How about Medicare or Medicaid? Well, it was a good idea. It was successful until, again, the government bankrupted it. How about all these gun laws? Has that worked? Well, no. We've got Chicago and Detroit, Miami, New York City, Los Angeles. You're not going to get rid of killing. As long as you have two human beings on Earth, one of them bastards is going to kill the other one. It's just the way it is. They don't want to get rid of the guns to protect the citizens, is what they love to say, and the children,
You think of those children, the little children. Yeah, they're so precious, the little children. And Republicans hate them, the Tea Party. Yeah, they hate children. Yeah.
Don't give me this goddamn nonsense that Democrats are all inclusive. They're not inclusive. They're not for everybody. The Tea Party is for everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. If you are an American citizen, as a matter of fact, even illegal aliens could probably be welcome in a Tea Party. Why? Because maybe you might learn something. You might learn that, well, one, you're illegal. You're violating our laws. You're violating our way of life. We can't do that to your country. Try going to being an illegal alien in Mexico. See how long you spend in their jails. And those aren't nice jails, by the way. They are far from a country club. I've had a few of my friends, my old shipmates in the Navy, get all liquored up and peeing in the streets. Cops throw them in the pokey. That's how they make money. There's a lot of money in those Mexican prisons. The prisoners make money. They hold you captive, and you have to call your family to pay off the ransom, or they kill you. And they do kill you. They don't mess around. Those aren't threats. That's real. They say they're going to kill you if you don't pay. Well, they're going to kill you if you don't pay. But they can come over here and protest our government, violate our laws, violate our way of life, completely disrespect our founding principles, disrespect our people, disrespect who we are as a people. And they're allowed to protest on government-closed land. Brave men who stormed the beaches of Normandy, fighting to save the world. It wasn't just saving the United States. World War II was saving the world. If Japan and Germany, if they would have won, how do you think you'd be right now? How do you think your life would be right now? Just think if we did not win World War II. Matter of fact, you can even go back to World War I. You can go back to the Civil War. You can keep on going back as far as you want. We have to appreciate us as citizens. Before anybody else can appreciate who the hell we are, we must first appreciate who we are. And who are we? Who are you? And if you don't know the answer to that question, well, then I think you got some thinking to do. Time to put down the bag of Cheetos and turn off that goddamn Kim Kardashian show and start figuring some things out. So we do know that Democrats are, they're not for everybody. It's not unicorns and rainbows for everybody. It's unicorns and rainbows for the Democratic Party. And you, the voter, pay. So we know that they're not inclusive. They're for themselves, and they don't care who the hell they destroy to win. So why not hire the Muslim Brotherhood to fundraise your re-election campaign? That sounds like a great idea. Well, just goes to show you how inclusive we are. Yeah, we're inclusive. We're for everybody. That's why we hired the Muslim Brotherhood to fundraise my re-election campaign. Guess who this is? I don't know if you know who this guy is. But if you don't, I suggest you get on YouTube and you watch a few clips of this clown. This is a dangerous man, by the way. And this guy's from Virginia. Jerry Connolly. He's a lib. He's in the House. Jerry Connolly, C-O-N-N-O-L-L-Y, from Virginia. Listen to some of the statements that this man. I have a couple of statements, but I'm not going to play them. The guy makes me want to puke. It's bad enough I've got a Nancy Pelosi, another cut of hers. Good God, this woman. I've got to stop playing this woman because she just makes me nauseous. She makes me ill. Seriously. This woman should not get 1 ounce of friggin' airtime. ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, doesn't matter what it is. This woman shouldn't get any airtime, period. She deserves to just be ignored. I mean, nobody can possibly be that stupid unless it's deliberate. And if she is actually emphatically that stupid, she has no business being in Congress. And you people in San Francisco, man, could you wake up? Matter of fact, the entire state of California wake up. So a Muslim Brotherhood affiliated activist. Activists are nothing but rabble rousers. They pick a non-cause and they just blame their political foe for doing, doesn't matter what it is. Blame them on anything. It doesn't matter. Just blame them. See, because it's not about the evidence that counts. It's not about whether they really did it or not. It's about the accusation. Now, if you have a strong enough accusation against anybody, well, it must be true. Well, why? Well, somebody calls you a racist. As soon as somebody hears that you're a racist, then automatically you are a racist in their mind. No matter what the evidence is, no matter what the proof is, no matter what you can say to convince them, you're a racist, and that's the way it's settled. Settle this. How about that? So anyway, there's a Muslim Brotherhood activist out here now. He's got an organization that, well, recently came under fire. And I hate that word. Oh, came under fire. No, you didn't. If they really came under fire, this would have been big news. Did we hear about it? No. So he was under fire for holding an anti-Semitic rally in support of the ousted Egyptian president, Mohamed Morsi. Well, this guy is now heading a fundraiser for, guess who, Jerry Connolly of Virginia. I think he's the guy. I don't know if he's, I can't remember or not, but I think he was a guy who, during this, when we were trying to pass the health care, when the libs were trying to force the health care down our throat, I think it was him. I can't remember. I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, fine. But as far as I'm concerned, if you're a liberal, you're a liberal. You're all the same. There's no real difference between the two. You may look different than the other guy, but you're still the same. But he was out there, I think it was him, claiming that he had read the before they voted. I mean, they bring this out like 24 hours before they vote. I think it was less than 24 hours. It could have been 24 hours. And he's saying that he read the bill twice before he voted on it. I downloaded it. I tried to read it. It's a friggin' bureaucratic nightmare. It's a disaster to read. I read most of it, but it got to the point where there's no need to read any more of it. If you can't tell that by now that it's not going to work, then I got no business going on anymore. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But he's out there trying to tell everybody, convince everybody that he read it twice. Almost 3,000 pages, and he read it twice. He didn't read it at all. There wasn't one person that read the bill, including the president who signed it into law. Now, again, you know you've heard me talk about this, and this is serious now. If you are going to vote for a bill, and especially if you're going to sign a bill into law, which means it's mandatory, it is law. Well, then you must confirm that you have read and understood that bill before you vote for it, and especially before you sign it into law. But we'll never get that. Why? Well, because the government can't be held accountable. Accountable? Well, they might have to be responsible. They might have to get punished. They might lose their job. Yeah. Well, we still have the power. They do not have the power. The power is within us. This is our government, not theirs. We have the power to get rid of these people, and we need to just do it. So this U.S.-based Muslim Brotherhood allies, oh my God, look at these names. Akram el-Haq and Samha-hi-ha el-Hen-hu-ha. God damn it. Give me these names to try to pronounce. We're going to call them Mutt and Jeff. I can't pronounce these stupid names. I can't speak English. I'm a talk show host. I can't speak. And then they give me these friggin' names and I'm supposed to pronounce them? What, are you kidding me? With this broken left-handed tongue I got, are you kidding me? Forget it. They're Mutt and Jeff. That's who they are. Well, Mutt and Jeff is going to co-host a fundraiser for Mr. Connolly in Virginia. In Virginia... What the hell's the matter with you? These Democrats are taking away your entire way of life. They're destroying your economy and you vote to be your governor? Who campaigned on getting rid of the coal industry? And you vote this man into office? I'm sorry, Virginia, but I don't feel sorry for you. You want to whine, you want to complain, you want to snivel, bitch, piss, and moan? Well, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. That's your culprit. Attendees, oh, wait a minute. I just skipped ahead. No, I didn't. It doesn't matter. This is all garbage and junk anyway. So attendees of the March 22nd fundraiser are asked to donate between $150 and $400 in order to attend the event. Where supporters will have a chance to express appreciation, and have direct conversation with Mr. Connolly. Yeah, Mr. Connolly, you know, I really appreciate you hiring the Muslim Brotherhood to fundraise your campaign. Be commended for that. I'm so grateful that you hired the Muslim Brotherhood, who are Muslim extremists. Are you working for them? Are you working with them, Mr. Connolly? What ties do you have with them? Why are you connected with them? Why would you want anybody from the Muslim Brotherhood even to attend, much less be involved and organize your fundraiser? Why would you even want them to attend? I wouldn't want them to attend. I'd say, I'm sorry, but, you know, your kinds of people, you're not welcome here. You want to change your ways? You no longer want to behead people for being different than you? Well, then fine, you're welcome. But as long as you have that attitude, no, you're not welcome. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to put our foot down. You're not welcome. Go home. But did he know? Come on in, organize my fundraiser. A form attached to the invitation asks donors to include their personal information. I wonder what that's for. Donors to include their personal information. You know, every time I get on anything and people want to have my personal information, I never give it. Never have, and I never will. Even in high school, somebody asks you personal information, I never give it out. This was before the internet, before home computers, before any of this crap. Why do you need my personal information? unless you're going to use that personal information against me later down the road. Why else would you need that personal information? Oh, well, we can send you updates. No, you can sell my information and make more money. And those people are going to take that information and do what they want to with it and then sell it to somebody else. And it just keeps on going. Never give your personal information out to anybody. Especially you go to a campaign. A campaign. You go to a campaign. A campaign fundraiser. And they want to have all this personal information on you? Forget it. I don't trust anybody in the government. Nobody. Not even the people that I respect and I like. Even Trey Gowdy, which is my favorite congressman, by the way. Do I trust him? No. Why? Well, because he's in the government. Until the government can prove to me that they are trustworthy, I cannot trust them. Would I allow Trey Gowdy to come into my home? Yeah, probably. But actual physical, all trust? No. No, I can't. I'm not there yet. I'd like to be. I'd love to be able to have faith and trust in my government. I long for that day where I can have actual faith, actual trust, actual belief in my government. I don't have that. I used to. That's when I was naive. I was young. Ronald Reagan was president. Look, there was no reason to concern myself with government matters. We got Ronald Reagan. We got Mr. Conservative. We've got a constitution. We're free. We've already fought a couple of wars to keep our freedom. There's nothing more to do. We're free, and that's it. Well, this is what happens when you close your eyes. This is what happens when you turn your head. This is what happens when you sleep. This is what happens when you become content. Well, everybody close their eyes. We've got nothing to worry about. Oh, no, we got nothing to worry about. Ronald Reagan, he ended the Cold War, which we talked about yesterday. The Cold War was never over. It might have been in a deep freeze, but it was never over. The Cold War is alive and well, and we must treat it as such. We've got wars all over this country. The biggest war we have in this country is our own country, the war we have going on here. How in the hell the United States can expect to tell other nations and advise other nations, counsel other nations on how to live their lives when we can't even figure it out ourselves? That's ridiculous. Well, this is what happens. We got this. We deserve this. We've got no one to blame but ourselves for this. Nobody. We allowed this to happen. We fell asleep after Reagan. George Bush Sr., he comes in, opens up the door for Agenda 21. Bill Clinton steps into office, and immediately the first thing out of the box, no tell, whatever the hell that was, which Republicans got blamed for that, by the way. I find that weird. Don't ask, don't tell. Jesus God. So George Bush Sr., old Daddy Bush, he opens up the door for Agenda 21. Clinton comes in there, wipes off the goo from Monica's dress, goes in there and signs an executive order allowing Agenda 21 to happen. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Agenda 21, again, look it up. Google it. Learn what Agenda 21 is. And now there's reports of Snowden talking about the Internet, how the UN wants to control the Internet. They want to seize the Internet. They want to have control over the Internet. Imagine that, the Internet. This is, again, all a part of Agenda 21. Total control. It's world domination. They got world leaders. They're controlling all the countries. There are no borders. There are no different countries. It's only one world. Well, okay, fine. In a perfect vacuum, okay, fine. I could understand that. But we don't live in a perfect vacuum. And it's dangerous to think that we do. We do not live in a perfect vacuum. We cannot possibly have no borders in this world and be controlled by one government? No, will not comply. I will not comply with that. This is going to create another world war, and a big one. A big, big, big one. It's going to be everybody fighting everybody. It's not really going to be so much armies fighting armies. It's just going to be citizens fighting citizens. Just people fighting people. For what? What are you going to get? What are you going to gain when you win? What's the gain? What's the prize? What is it? What is that prize that you win? Huh? Anything more to this stupid story so I can move the frig on already? They're also identifying as a demonstrators at the rally were caught accusing the Saudis of trying to sell that was nothing. Blah 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 blah. But here's where I get confused here now. And this is what I was trying to get to at the very beginning of this program. 50 minutes later. But this is what I'm confused. I'm very confused here with the United States relationship with Muslim extremism. Here's what confuses me. We know that Muslims have special privileges and rights when they go to the airport. They're not allowed to be searched. They're not allowed to, certainly not allowed to be patted down. And certainly, you're not going to pat down their children. Imagine patting down a Muslim child. You think there might be a few lawsuits? You think there might be all kinds of hell to pay? But it's okay to do that white conservative child and pat that little baby down. It's okay to do that. It's okay to get the whitey, but it's not okay to get the people that are, well, born specifically to kill Americans. And yeah, that is true. There are a lot of Muslims that are born specifically just to kill Americans. That's why they were born. Not all of them, yes, we do know that. So if you just set yourself on fire over that comment, put yourself out and shut up. It's true. There are children that are being born specifically to be raised to kill Americans, kill the infidels. So we can't pat them down. They've got these women with these burqas. They're not allowed to take that burqa off their face so we can see who the hell they actually are. Try a white person to wear a cover over their face. You think maybe they'd make you take that off? Try it. Next time you go on a flight, try putting a mask on your face, like a stuff, you know, one of those stocking caps that just got the two holes for the eyes and the hole for the mouth. Try putting that on your face and try to board a plane. And then use the argument, well, over here, this lady with the burqa, she doesn't have to take that burqa off. Why do I got to take my mask off? Well, you will be arrested, but you'll definitely make a point. And as far as I'm concerned, a point that needs to be made. I mean, these people, they hijacked, what, four airplanes. Two of them went into the Trade Center. One of them went into the Pentagon, and the other one got shot down in Pennsylvania. But we can't target them. We can't go after them. Oh, no, we can't pat them down. That's racist. That little white kid over there, look at him, yeah. You know, that little white baby over there, you know, pat him down, yeah. And you tell me that's not a problem? Doesn't matter what your stupid color is. And I'm not trying to put distance between anybody's color. I'm simply making a point. that if you are allowed to pat down the white people that aren't the ones flying airplanes into buildings, well, then you most definitely should be patting down the people that, well, are. And it sucks. I agree. Like I said, I've met a lot of Muslims. I've been overseas. I've met them over there. I've met them over here. And it sucks that not every one of them are linked, are terrorists. Not all of them are terrorists. Even over there, they're not all terrorists. Everybody understands that. But look, it's not profiling. It's common sense. When you have a certain race or a certain group of people that hate you, and the only reason why they procreate is to have children so they can kill you, that doesn't mean that you let them just skate on in and walk on into the airports without being scrutinized. So you scrutinize Whitey to show that you're not being racist. This is a problem with too much security. This is a problem with too much bureaucracy in security. There shouldn't be any bureau involved in security. Too much security is no different than having too little of security. If you've got too much security, everything is bogged down and nothing gets... Look what happened over there with that Malaysia Airlines. They've got so much bureaucracy going over there. Obviously, it wasn't too difficult for them people to board that plane. Something happened. Either it blew up in the middle of the air or it was hijacked and flown directly into the water. But I can't imagine that this plane went down other than deliberately. I don't see the evidence yet. I haven't heard any evidence. I haven't seen any evidence. I don't know of any evidence. I think we're all smart enough now to understand that when a plane just suddenly falls out of the sky, no distress signal. You're at 36,000 feet. Even if you turned the nose down and went straight down, even at 500 miles an hour, it's going to take you a while. Unless something happened, who knows? Nobody knows really what happened. But I think it's safe to say at this point that there was some hanky-panky going on somewhere. I don't even know where to begin anymore. I'm getting sick and tired of this. They can fly Al-Qaeda black flags in New York City. Imagine that. And yeah, that's true. They're flying the black flags, the black Al-Qaeda flag in New York City. That's okay. They burned the American flag in New York City, the Occupy Wall Street. Imagine if you burned an Al-Qaeda black flag and then do what liberals love to do. As soon as they put the flag on the ground, they set it on fire, they drop trow, and they take a dump on the burning flag. That's what they do. This is what liberals do. This is no joke. This is what they do. Imagine doing that to a Al-Qaeda black flag, whatever you call it, whatever the flag name is. But we've all seen what those black flags are. They got that Al-Qaeda scribbling on. Imagine doing that. Think maybe that would be racist and insensitive? Think maybe you might get arrested and thrown in jail and prosecuted? Yeah. But you can take the American flag, rip it up, set it on fire, and take a dump on it. And that's okay. But to take the flag of the very people who are only born to kill you, you can't set their little flag on fire. That's racist. That's insensitive. You must be punished, and we'll put you into the same cell as that filmmaker who created all that mess in Benghazi. Ah, some good grog this morning. And we know who the hell these people are, too. We know who these people are that brutally murdered four of our American brothers in Benghazi. We know who they are. We've got pictures, probably had several conversations. This man has probably been, some of these guys have probably been to Washington, D.C., and maybe even had lunch with the president. We know who they are. Are we doing anything about it? Well, no. Well, why? Well, because the midterm elections are coming up. I got a lot of speeches to do. You know, we've got to fight those Koch brothers and the Tea Party. I've got all these executive orders to sign. I mean, I just don't have the time. I got all these golf outings to do, and my phone just never stops ringing. I don't have time for all of this. Here's what I really don't get, and this is, again, an hour. It's taking me to get to my frickin' point. But this is what I don't understand. The president goes out there, however you want to look at it, discriminately or indiscriminately, however you want to see it in your own mind, it doesn't really matter. But he's out there killing Muslims, supposedly Al-Qaeda, with his little magic drones. He's just wiping them out one by one. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, this guy is just a killing machine when it comes to these drones. Then he tries to sell 400 surface-air missiles to the Syrian rebels, which are Al-Qaeda, by the way. Completely botches the deal. Whatever happened with that deal, I mean, we don't know. They sold the weapons, and then the United States tried to get them back, or they agreed to sell the weapons, and then the United States said, no, we don't want to, because somebody might find out that we're selling weapons to Syrian rebels, and it would break international law, and we got a midterm elections coming up in a couple of years. We can't have this. Or we got the actual presidential election coming up. We can't have this. So whatever happened, the deal went bad. We've got the most transparent administration in American political history, but we have no idea what these people do. We have no idea what this president is really about. We've seen his actions, and actions do speak loud. Actions speak much louder than his little words that he reads off his teleprompter. So we know what he's like with his actions, but other than that, we don't know. We don't know what he was like in college. We can't seem to find anybody from Columbia University that met the president. I'd still love to see his bar exam. I guarantee you, I could put it in the book right now. I guarantee you this man failed that bar exam. If you've ever listened to this man talk about the Constitution, there is no way that you could be convinced that this man, well, there are so many Harvard lawyers that have no concept of the law. How did we get to this point? Who is it? Who's the one who decided that it was okay to distort the Constitution and then teach it? And then if you argue it, say, no, 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 that's not what the Constitution is. It says, you know, we've got the proof right here. That's not what they were talking about. That's not what this is about. Well, then you're a hater. You're a racist. You're an obstructionist. This fight is the biggest fight you will ever have in your life, and this fight will never end. I never thought, growing up when I was a kid, I never, ever, ever imagined that I would have to pay this much attention to the government, that I would have to fight this much for freedom. I was raised, we're free. And we were. When I was a kid, we were free. We didn't have these problems. We didn't have this government overreach that we have now. We didn't have any of that. There was none of it. I never imagined. Well, see, that's the problem. We became lazy. We got our freedom. What more do we need? We don't have to keep fighting for it. We've already won it. We've got a constitution that says we're free. We've won I don't know how many wars to keep our freedom. We don't need to do anything more. We're done. Game is over. The game is not over. The game is never over. The fight for freedom will never end. The moment you give up the fight is the moment you give up your freedom. Even if it's for a brief moment, even if you blink. The moment you stop fighting is the moment you give up your freedom. So if your freedom isn't, if it's not worth it to you, It has nothing to offer. Freedom has nothing to give you, nothing to offer you. Well, then stop fighting. Go back on the couch, open up another bag of Cheetos, turn on the Kim Kardashian show, sit there and waste away. But we're out there just knocking off Muslims left and right, American citizens, by the way, too. Whether they're Muslim or not, they're still an American citizen, which the president has no right whatsoever killing an American citizen without due process. Again, I know that C word. I keep referring to the Constitution. But again, there's no point of having this Constitution if we're not going to follow it. Either we follow it or we just get rid of it. I vote to follow it. I'm also going to fight to follow it. I'm also going to fight to make sure that my government follows it. And if they don't follow it, I'm going to vote them out. And if I'm the only one who's going to do it, then fine. I don't care. But this is our mess. We created it by becoming lazy. We didn't research our candidates. We didn't find out who these people are. We watched the evening news and we're told that Republicans are bad and Democrats are good. So we go into the voting booth and we vote Democrat. And when all of our rights and liberties are taken away, well, it's the Republicans' fault that did it. It does suck. I have to agree. It does suck. This should be the time in your life where you're just enjoying yourself. You're going on vacations. You're working hard. You come home. You enjoy your family. Enjoy your neighbors. Take a weekend off. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the country. Enjoy your life. But we can't. We don't have that anymore. We lost our boat. We lost our house. We lost our car. We lost our job. We lost our hours. We lost our health care. Lost our doctor. Lost our quality of life. Lost our way of life. But yet we still go out to the voting booth and vote Democrat because the Republicans are evil. And the Koch brothers are buying America. But what I don't get is how the president could go out there and start shooting all these people with these little magic drones, botch deals with the Syrian rebels, Al-Qaeda, allows Al-Qaeda to work in the IRS. Believe it or not, now I don't know if this story is true or not. I tried doing some research to find out if I can confirm it. I haven't been able to confirm it with another story yet. That's what I do. I don't take just one story. I make sure that there's two or three other stories that can confirm it. Because there's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of reports out there that you read on a lot of these websites, including Drudge. I hate to say it, but sometimes Drudge has some funky stories that get in there that shouldn't be in there. Friggin' Facebook, they're always coming up with something. There's always these breaking news stories that are coming up. You got to be careful with what you read. You have to be very, very, very careful with what you read. Now, whether this is true or not, this guy's name is Weiss or Weiss Rasool. Weissrasool. Evidently, he was a convicted felon prosecuted by the Justice Department. He was giving information to his little Al-Qaeda friends in 2008. Letting them know that they were being surveilled, so whoever was being surveilled can do whatever they need to do so they're no longer surveilled. Well, they got caught, they got busted, and then the IRS hires him, and he's still working there. If that's true or not, I don't know. But we've seen what the IRS is capable of. So as far as I'm concerned, that's something that, if it isn't true, it's something that could be true. So whether it is true or not, I don't know. I don't care. So he's allowing Muslims to work, or Al-Qaeda to work in the IRS. He's trying to sell weapons to them. He's shooting them indiscriminately or discriminately overseas. Make sure that Muslims are not searched when they go into an airport. They're not patted down, unless you're white. I mean, are we at war with these people or not? We shoot them? We don't shoot them. We allow them to board our airplanes? We don't pat them down. We don't look at them. We don't do anything with them. But we shoot them? Allow them to work in the IRA? I mean, what are we doing? I think we're more at war with ourselves than we are with anybody else. And yeah, the war that we have in our country right now, this is the most important war that we will ever fight in our lifetime. What's going on right here, right now, today, this very moment, today. This is the biggest war you will ever fight in your life, much more important than any war that you can fight overseas. If we can't square ourselves away in this country, there's no way in hell we can square away anybody else's country. It's impossible. Let's get off of this. Damn it to hell. I didn't think I was going to stay this long on this. We got to get going. We've got tons and tons and tons of stuff to talk about today. Let me open up my treasure chest here so we can get this going on here. Oh, good God Almighty. Missouri's House General Laws Committee says U.S. agents who enforce federal gun laws could go to jail. Well, finally, somebody's waking up in this country. There's another story I got in here, too. The Connecticut State Police refused to enforce new unconstitutional gun control laws. And you know how I feel about the police force. It's not that I have a problem with the police force. I have a big problem with the police force. And they have too much of it. And what went on in that Boston bombing, what the federal agents, what the local police did to those people in Boston, I'm sorry, I don't care. I know you're out there looking for this fugitive, but there was no excuse for what you did to those people. And that's on video. Anything happen to them? Of course not. Did anybody say anything? Of course not. They didn't hear it. It wasn't on the news. Brian Williams wouldn't talk about that. The dingbat over there on ABC, what the hell's her name? I can't remember her name. She's horrible. She's a terrible broadcaster, by the way.
So phony and just, oh, and this and this. Yeah.
Just deliver the goddamn news and shut up. Banging on these people's doors, forcing them outside of their own home. With no warrant and no probable cause other than they're looking for a fugitive. Oh, come on. I understand the guy blew up. Okay, well, look, he's a fugitive. He's no different than anybody else. He's a fugitive, is a fugitive, is a fugitive, is a fugitive. But you do not have to violate our constitutional rights to find a fugitive. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand the principles and the reasons why you don't violate the Fourth Amendment to look for even a bad guy, the worst man on earth, the devil. You don't understand the purpose and the reason why you don't break that Fourth Amendment. You got no business wearing a badge, and you certainly have no business wearing a goddamn gun on your hip. Forcing these people out of their homes at gunpoint with their hands raised in the air, and if their hands aren't high enough, you got that big, fat, steroided up, roid rage cop over there lifting the guy's hands up. It's not high enough. You going to come into my home? No, 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 no. You go get yourself a fat little warrant. That stuff irritates me. I'm sorry, but that's wrong. Look, I don't care that this man, I don't care if he's a devil. The worst person on planet Earth. Those laws in this Constitution are there for a reason. They are not to be broken for any reason. You don't understand. Look, if they can break it once, they can break it again and again and again and again and again. They've got precedents. Once you break a law once and are allowed to get away with it, you have precedents to break it again. Break more of them. And they have. And they will continue until we, the American people, vote them out. We have to take control of our government. This is our government, not theirs. This is ours. Now you got the DHS that tells the American border guards to simply run away from illegal immigrants throwing rocks at them. Can't shoot them. They can throw rocks at you. They can shoot at you. They can do whatever they want to with you, but you can't touch them. And if they come over, well, you can't arrest them. You got to let them come over. Don't you understand that Democrats are running out of voters? Don't you understand that the only reason why they're allowing these people to come over here is so they can get more voters? A few of them have got some money. They can sign up for Obamacare. Maybe we might be able to keep it to stay afloat. I mean, don't you understand these things? Come on, Border Patrol. Come on. You're smarter than this. It's all about keeping the Democrats in office. It has nothing to do with safety. It has nothing to do with Border Patrol. Look, if these illegal aliens from Mexico can just simply cross the border anytime they want, you really think that other people from other countries can't cross that border? They can't get into Mexico and then cross the border? Really? I guess I'm just exaggerating, right? Local police trained with special forces to raid farmhouses. See, this is exactly what I was talking about. I didn't even know this was in here. I don't even know where this one even story even came from. Illegal immigrants on hunger strike to protest detention facility conditions. Aw. Good. Go on your stupid hunger strike. Starve yourself to death. I don't care. But what difference does it make? You are here illegally. I go to your country illegally. I go into your jail. I get kidnapped. I get a ransom put on my head, and my family doesn't pay for it. I die. And if I don't die, I am brutally tortured. And you're going to come over here, and you're going to violate our laws. You are going to disrespect not only our laws, but our way of life. Now, I'm sorry, you don't like our way of life? Well, then don't come over here. This is our way of life. It's not your way of life. It's ours. We like it. We love it. We're going to keep it. We are going to fight to keep it. We are not going to allow you, people like you, who don't belong here, to change our way of life because you don't like it, because you have a bad way of life in your own country. So instead of trying to fix your own country in Mexico, you come over here and pollute our country in America? What, are you kidding me? What, are you nuts? We got our politicians that are allowing to do it. They're facilitating it. If not, they're organizing it. Good, go on your stupid hunger strike. I don't really give a damn. I hope you all starve to death. Seriously. You don't deserve to be over here. You're violating our laws, our way of life. And you want to protest that you don't like the jail? How about going to one of your own jails in Mexico? And then you come and tell me that you've got bad conditions in America. What, are you nuts? Buddy of mine out in jail once in Mexico. Let me tell you something. Just the parts that I saw, I never even saw the cells. But the parts that I saw, there's no way in hell I wanted to be in their jail. So don't sit here and tell me that you have any kind of right whatsoever to protest our detention facility conditions. You got three hots and a cot, and you're going to protest? You deserve to go on your hunger strike, and I don't care. Go ahead. Starve yourself. Then we won't have to pay for you to keep you alive in our jail. Might save us some money. Maybe we might be able to get somebody who desperately deserves health care. Health care! Of course, they're going to have to drive 400 miles to see the doctor. Oh, look at this now. Oh, good God. Senate holds a global warming all-nighter. Oh, Jesus, Christmas on a crooked cookie. Are you get the... What the hell? I mean, first of all, no. For what? What are they doing? On Monday night, Senate Democrats are hosting a rare pajama party. Rare? Conducting an all-night talk-a-thon on climate change. Oh. Yeah, wearing their pajamas. Yeah. I wonder if they're going to serve cocoa. They hold an all-nighter talking about global warming? For what? Talking about something that doesn't exist? And even if it does, even if the planet is getting warmer, okay, fine, it's getting warmer. When it's done getting warm, it's going to turn around and start getting cold. And when it's done getting cold, it's going to turn around and start getting warm again. I guess the word cyclical is very confusing to liberals. They don't know what that word means. Maybe they don't teach it in liberal school. I don't know. But if you study the science, which is settled, by the way, all you have to do is simply study the relationship between the sun and the earth. And then you study the history of planet Earth. Once you know, just knowing just the history of planet Earth, all of this man-made global warming nonsense goes out the window. But see, you can't make any money off of that. There are literally billions, if not trillions of dollars being made on something that doesn't exist. Well, evidently there was four Democrats that didn't show up to this all-night cocoa pajama party. Guess who they are? Need a hint? That's right. All of them are the ones who are up for re-election in November. Mark Begich of Alaska, Kay Hagan of North Carolina, and our little girlfriend, Mary Landrieu of Louisiana, and Mark Pryor of Arkansas. All of them are up for re-election. So if they go to this all-nighter, and they're already in hot water for telling their constituents that they can keep their doctor and their plan and their health care costs were going to go down $2,500 a friggin' year. Mary Landrieu, you don't deserve your job. None of you do. Not one of these Democrats who are still in office and voted for this health care bill deserves to be reelected. Most of the Republicans don't deserve to be reelected either. Look, if we're going to have any kind of a fighting chance to fix this country, we need to fix at least the Republican Party first. Look, the Democrat Party is beyond fixable. Forget about it. They're done. They're toast. All right? They're charbroiled, burnt, crisp. They're dust. They are unfixable. The healthcare.gov website has a much better chance of being fixed than the Democratic Party. So that goes to show you where we are. But if we are going to have any kind of a fighting chance, any kind of an opportunity, we must first fix our Republican Party. John Boehner, fired. Pete King, fired. McCain, fired. Graham, fired. Daryl Issa, fired. All y'all, fired. You're done. Get out. Don't even run for re-election. You don't deserve to be in office anymore. Your job is to represent the American people. Your job is not there to represent you. It's not about you. It's not about your stupid re-election. It benefits the American people. And so far, I'm sorry, Republicans, but you have dropped the ball for far too long. You got no trouble at all at dropping trowel and surrendering. No, that's fine. Well, we gave up a good fight. I gave a speech and sang a song at a press conference, so my job is done. That's right. Your job is done. You're over. You're fired. I don't understand what the problem is. I don't understand where the fear is, why they're afraid to fight. Because you might look like a racist because you stand up and fight for what is right? If you're afraid to be called a name for fighting for what is right, you got no business in the fight in the first place. Stay the hell out. Well, I'm not afraid to fight, especially when it's right. Look, freedom is precious to me. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe freedom is just far too precious to me. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe that's why I can't understand this crap. All right. I've been trying to avoid this, but we're going to have to get it over with. I mean, where do you start with these people? I mean, look. I mean, these people, they make you speechless. And for me, to be speechless That's a feat. I mean, that is a feat. When you make me, Mr. Digressor, I mean, I never stop talking. I talk in my sleep. I talk, 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 talk. It's not my fault I was born this way. I just am. But when something like this makes me speechless, me, then we know we've got a problem here. I mean, delusional is one thing, but I think this is intentional delusion. I think it's intentional. I cannot believe that Nancy Pelosi could actually physically be this stupid. And if she is, I mean, she needs an Obamacare doctor like nobody's business. But now it appears that Nancy Pelosi has a little imaginary Republican friend. You didn't know this? Oh, yeah. Yeah. They come talk to her. Yeah, they like her. They tell her all kinds of things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They tell her all things about the Koch brothers and how they, you know, how mean and evil they are, how much they hate women and children. And anybody who isn't white and gray-haired and super rich, yeah, they hate them. So from her album, Stupid Is My Only Name, here is Nancy Pelosi with her latest hit, My Imaginary Friend.
Republicans want to reverse. Let me give you one example of what their priorities are. With the need to raise the minimum wage, and with 2 million people and counting losing their unemployment insurance, I asked a Republican friend why his party remains so opposed to extending the vital lifelines for struggling families and really hungry children. This colleague's response was telling in its blunt nature, and it's stunning in its honesty. What he said was, to the Republican caucus, these people you're talking about are invisible, and the Republican caucus is indifferent to them. Invisible and indifferent. This is just plain wrong.
Oh,
that is
so
not
wrong.
The leadership the American
all right,
people
shut her
deserve.
Up, shut her up,
and it is up
her,
to us to
damn airwaves. Shut her off. Invisible? The Republicans look at children as invisible, kind of like that little invisible friend of yours, sweetheart. You know, I'm sorry, but when you go to a Tea Party, and if you doubt me, all you have to do is prove me wrong. Look, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I got no trouble admitting it. If you're going to prove me wrong, I got no trouble whatsoever in saying, okay, fine. You prove me wrong, I'm wrong. It's not going to be the first time that I've ever been wrong, and it's certainly not going to be the last. I didn't invent the human being. I just know how they work. And human beings are not always correct. There are times when they are right, and there are times when they are wrong. And if you can't acknowledge when you are wrong, you'll never be right. Period. So if somebody can prove to me that the Tea Party is racist, is homophobic, hates women, hates children, I want proof. I don't want any more speeches. I don't want to listen to any more tweets. No more tweets. Matter of fact, I'm going to put a lifetime ban on friggin' tweets on this program. I'm not going to read any more tweets. I'm sick and tired of tweets. Jesus Christ, people. How do you sit behind a computer all day watching people, well, I'm taking a dump. Oh, God, that's important information. I got to write that down. Well, now I got to tweet my friends. Yeah, Joe Smucatelli's taking a dump. Whoa, that's headline news. Whoa, let me get a hold of NBC. Whoa. Why don't you get a life of your own? All right? Stop with the tweets. Stop with the messages. Stop with the speeches. All these quotes. I want action. That's all I want. Action. Speeches mean nothing. How many people have ever gotten a job by a speech? Raise your hand. Have you got a job from a speech? Somebody give you a speech, did you get a job? How many jobs did Obama create with all of his speeches? And he's had several of them. Well, we do know speeches do take away jobs. We've seen what the coal industry's turned out to be. Can't drill anywhere. Can't get natural gas. Can't get this. And speaking of stupid, natural gas, Nancy Pelosi thinks that natural gas is not a fossil fuel. I don't know whether it is or it isn't. I've always assumed that it is. But it's okay for liberals to just, well, they can alter the reality all they want to. And they've got the media to back them up. And they've got the American people who are lazy and simply will allow the media to back them up. What are people afraid of to question people? When somebody lies to you, why are you afraid not to tell them that they're lying to you? I've never been afraid. I don't care who these people are. I don't care how big you are. I mean, I'm not that big of a man. But I got no trouble telling the biggest man on planet Earth that he's lying. All right, let's see what else we can get in here. We've got 30 minutes left. This is from The Blaze, which is Glenn Beck, which is a good friend of mine. He's the best investigative reporter we have in this country, and the man's not even a reporter. Now you tell me what's wrong with that picture. I admire this man's investigative work. I really do. I'm not much of an investigator, kind of investigative reporter. I'd like to be. I wish I had the time to do more investigating. I'm working on a couple of projects here now that hopefully very soon we'll be able to broadcast them on the air. But I do appreciate people when they have talent. I love watching people and listening to people and looking at people that have talent. When you've got something good to say and you say it and you're not afraid to say it, you're not afraid to go out there and dig for the truth, those are the people that I respect. Those are the reporters and the people in the media that I respect, the people that have no fear. And now you've got this other lady there in, where is she at? Where is this? I know I got the story here somewhere. Yeah, here she is. That Atkinson over there on CBS, she finally had enough. She reported on Benghazi, and see, the media didn't like that. Well, that made the king look bad. Come on. And you made Hillary Clinton look bad? I mean, come on, this woman's the queen. She's the first woman to ever be born with a brain. You didn't know that? Oh, it was amazing. I seen the headlines, too. It was in the paper. I can't remember what year she was born, but it was like 44, 1945, something like that. They had the headline in the news. First woman born with a brain. Doctors are amazed. And guess what? Her brain is bigger than men's. She's the smartest human being on planet Earth. Yeah. Well, this woman didn't have any fear, which I don't think this woman's going to have any difficulty at all getting another job. She'll probably end up at Fox. But let me tell you something about Fox. Fox News, okay. They're nowhere near as conservative as they really should be, and they've got far too many liberals on there. And they only bring these liberals on there just to bring them on there to have the other side. Well, what the hell's the point of having the other side when the other side is just there to argue just for the sake of arguing? That's not a legitimate argument. Look, if you don't understand the issue, you have no point of view. It is impossible for you to have a point of view on an issue that you don't understand. But they got to bring them on there. Got to be fair. What does that mean, fair? What does that mean, fair? How about the truth? Why don't we concentrate on the truth, on the facts, on the evidence, on what actually happened rather than whether we're being fair? These subjective terms. What is fair? Well, as long as the liberal gets, you know, some speaking time, that's fair. How is it fair? They didn't say anything. They don't even know what the hell they're talking about. They don't even understand the issue. But it's fair. Meanwhile, guess what happens? The truth, the evidence, and the facts, all that gets pushed to the side. That's irrelevant. And don't bring up the facts or the truth or the evidence. You'll be a hater. You hate. So she's out there. She finally has had enough, said screw it, and she, again, a tweet. She writes on there, I've resigned from CBS. That was it. She's not going to have any trouble getting a job, and she shouldn't. She is a good reporter. She's not afraid to go out there, and even though she's working in CBS, which, look, CBS, come on. I mean, CBS, you can't get any more liberal. CBS, NBC, ABC, they're all the same. And watch their news. Watch the news. If you haven't seen, I don't watch the evening news. I haven't seen the evening news in a long time because I just can't stomach it. It's phony. It's fake. You never get any of the truth. But when you do watch it, and I channel surf, as soon as you go to a stupid commercial, click, especially those stupid drug commercials. I mean, look, is there anything else out there that can advertise for the evening news except for these drug commercials where the side effects are you've got more side effects than you got cures? Kind of like liberalism. So she's had enough. She's gone. She can't take any more. She's not afraid to fight, but, you know, what can she do? You're working at CBS. We all know how liberal they are. I guess I can see her point. She's not going to get anywhere. Her bosses aren't going to give her anything. She's, you know, her colleagues hate her because she goes against the establishment, the liberal establishment, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. This is why I don't believe in parties. Never have and I never will. Parties are for corruption and corruption purposes only. Why do we need parties? Got to collect money so we can put these people into office that can give us whatever we want so we can make more money. Yeah, but what about the American people? Well, they don't count. No. We just tax those people. They don't have any say in this matter. We're the government. They just do whatever we tell them. And we just tax them. We take their money, and this is what we live on. We live off their taxes. I want to once go into the voting booth and vote for a candidate, not against a candidate. The only time, the last time that I voted for a candidate was Reagan. I missed George Bush the first time. I was working. Started work at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning. I didn't get home till after 9. I couldn't vote. Nothing I could do. I was working. The second time, I was pissed at everybody. So I wrote my own name. I did not vote for George Bush a second time. Now, what does that mean? I didn't vote for George Bush in the Iraq War because of the Iraq War. That means that I hate Iraqi soldiers? Is that what you mean? That I hate our frickin' soldiers for over there fighting in Iraq? Is that what you're trying to tell me? No, that is not what I'm telling you. And don't put that kind of crap on me. I'm sick and tired of that crap, too. Bad enough I got to get this crap from these goddamn liberals, and I got to hear this from my Republican friends, too? Go screw yourself. Maybe you shut the hell up once in a while and pay attention. You might actually understand what the person is telling you. We've done a lot of mistakes in this country. That's fine. We're going to continue to do more. But it's what we do after the mistake. What do we do to correct that mistake? And that's what's missing, and that's what needs to start. Where does it start? Well, it starts with us. If we're not secure, we're not squared away, how the hell do we expect our government to be secure and squared away? Huh? How in the hell can you possibly expect our government to be fiscally responsible, period, on anything? It doesn't matter what it is. If we're not responsible, we are the employers. They are the employees. We need to do a better job. We created this mess, and we're the only ones who can fix it. The government can't fix it. Government is the problem. They're just going to make the problem worse. Anyway, let me get back up here to, where the hell were we now? Where are we? We got a lot of stuff here, and I don't think I'm going to be able to cover it, but we will cover it tomorrow. What's going on with the Connecticut State Police? the Border Patrol, yada, yada, yada. But I want to get into this Missouri. How much time do we got here now? We got 20 minutes. Okay, we're going to make it. We're going to make it. But this goes to show you that there is a movement in this country. You can call it whatever you want to, but people are sensing it, both Democrat, Republican, just Americans. It has nothing to do with party. Get rid of parties. Screw parties. Just America. Americans. They know what's going on. They sense it. They feel it. They're experiencing it. They've seen their quality of life drop. They've seen their jobs go away. They've seen their hours be cut. They've seen their health care go away. They watched their car being towed away because it got repoed because they didn't have a job and didn't have any money to pay for the monthly payments. They've watched their homes be foreclosed on. So the American people know what's going on in this world. They know what's happening. They know what time it is. And they've had enough. Finally, a few people in the state legislators, Connecticut of all states, I mean, you can't get any more communists in Connecticut. I mean, I thought Vermont was communist. Connecticut? Connecticut, Vermont, they're like right, they're next to each other. They're frickin' frack is what they are. But they've got a lot of these Connecticut police officers that obviously they understand the Constitution and the meaning and the purpose for freedom. They understand the purpose and the meaning of the Second Amendment. They understand the purpose and the meaning of the First Amendment. They understand the purpose and the meaning of the entire document. So they're not going to comply with the federal laws. And good for them. Good for them. Good for them. And you shouldn't comply with these stupid federal laws either. Look, just because it's written in some book somewhere doesn't make it right. Just because it's a law means it's right. So a proposal now in the Missouri to nullify certain federal gun control law. I love seeing Missouri, by the way. I guess that's actually the northern part of Missouri that actually say Missouri. Look at the southern part, they don't really say it. I don't know, it doesn't matter. I just like saying things wrong. So a proposal in Missouri to nullify certain federal gun control laws could actually mean jail for federal agents who try to enforce them, kind of like those federal agents who try to, well, arrest, you know, the illegal immigrants crossing the border. The nullification legislation passed the House General Laws Committee on Thursday, the Associated Press reported. Like, we care who reported it? That's important? That's progressing the story? Ugh, this crap. Cut this crap out when you give it to me, please. I don't need to read this crap. I feel like Obama reading a teleprompter. RSPECT. Idiot. The bill says any federal law impeding Missourians' Second Amendment rights is null and void. Any law that requires you to register your firearm is a violation of the Second Amendment. And to prove my point, I've got it right here in my hot, grubby little hands. I don't need to read it. I've got it memorized. But I am going to read it to make absolutely 100% positively sure that I do not make a mistake. The right of the people to keep and bear. Not as in Yogi Bear, but to bear arms, meaning you can hold them, you can keep them on your person. The right of the people to keep in your homes, on your person, your arms shall not be infringed. Any law requiring you to register your firearm is infringing on the Second Amendment. It is null and void. It is unconstitutional. You should not have to follow it. Period. If we had a legitimate government, if we had a legitimate Justice Department, if we had legitimate voters sometimes, I don't think most of the people in this country have ever even read the Constitution. They talk about it. Oh, liberals love to talk about that Constitution. Oh, but they'll talk your damn ear off. But they've never read it. They'll tell you all about tea parties and how racist and homophobic they are, but they've never been to one. And they have no idea what goes on in a tea party. They have no idea that anybody, including transsexuals, homosexuals, blacks, women, children, Muslims, anybody is welcome in the tea party. Why? Because you're an American citizen. That's the only requirement that you need. Freedom is for everybody, not just for one group. And yeah, I know, First Amendment, you got to put up with freedom of speech. Well, you know what? There's a lot of speech that a lot of people say that I don't like. You know what I do? Well, I either go the other direction or I turn the frickin' channel. You don't have to like what somebody says. You can hate every single stupid word that these people say. But you don't have the right to stop them, to stifle them from speaking. You might have the right to criticize them. Fine, you can criticize the hell out of them. You can argue with them, but you can't stop them from speaking. Even the kill cracker babies, which, I mean, you can't get kill cracker babies? Let's go and talk about it. As soon as white babies are just seconds out of the womb, they need to be murdered. Just think how sick and twisted and just disgusting that is. It makes me want to puke just thinking about it. Seriously. I get sick of my stomach thinking about that. Even that, we can't stifle that kind of freedom of speech. Why? Because if we can stifle them, then they can stifle us. And it's a never-ending cycle. And it never ends. So we're going to have to put up with a lot of speech, hate speech. That's another thing. That's another subjective word, hate speech. What the hell is hate speech? What the hell does that mean? I mean, what does that even mean? Let me give you an example why that stupid hate crimes bill makes no sense. First of all, if somebody is going to take somebody, strap them to the back of their pickup truck and drive them around until they're completely dismembered, what the hell difference does it make whether they did it out of love or they did it out of hate? Well, the fact is that they took a human being, tied them up to the back of their pickup truck, and drove them around until they were dismembered. We don't need any more laws on the books to take care of the situation. You either get the death penalty or life in prison without possibility of parole. That's the only thing you get. You can't get any more than that. Well, we really like Johnny and all. Yeah, he was a swell guy, and we're going to miss him, but thank God for that hate crime bill. I feel much better now. Doesn't do any good for anybody. Certainly doesn't do any good for the victim's family. We've already established that. It doesn't do any good for the victim. He's still dead. And what does it do for the perpetrator? Nothing. You get life in prison or the death penalty. That's it. See, the hate crimes bill is not for that. It's not for the person that ties another person to the back of their truck and drives them around until they're dismembered. That's not what that's for. The hate crimes bill is for you. That's right. You say something against the wrong person, and they can use that bill against you, and especially if you're on the right. They find out you're on the Tea Party, and you said something about somebody on the left. That's hate. You must be punished. You must be prosecuted. You must be thrown in jail. That's what that hate crime bill is for, to punish your political foes. It has nothing to do with anything else other than to punish. Punish who? Well, anybody you don't like. The Koch brothers, yeah. That hate crime bill is ridiculous. Hate speech. What does that mean? Because you think it's hate means it's hate. Well, what about the person saying it? He may not think it's hate. Well, it doesn't matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter? It only matters what you think and not what somebody else thinks? Oh, I thought you were supposed to listen to all points of view. Isn't that what you Democrats tell us? That we're supposed to listen to all points of view? Then how come you don't? Oh, that's right. You're Democrats. You don't have to. You know everything. You went to college. You're smart. You got a piece of paper with your name on it. It says you're smart. Yeah. No, you're an idiot. So hopefully this works out in Missouri, where it completely passes. It just went through a committee, which we all know about committees. Blah. I'm sick of committees. What do committees do? What? What have we ever gained by a committee? What is Daryl? How many hearings has Daryl Issa held on the IRS? How many hearings has Daryl Issa held on Benghazi? And what have we got from it? Huh? Well, we got people pleading the Fifth. We got other people pleading the Fifth. We got the government obstructing any kind of justice. What do these hearings get? Well, we got the Attorney General. He's in contempt. Yeah, but he's still got his job, and he's still getting paid, and hasn't affected him at all. So again, what do these committees bring us? What do we get from these committees? What do we get from these hearings? They have no weight, no bearing on the situation at all, and they shouldn't even be. They should be in grand juries, not in hearings. No more hearings. I don't want any more tweets. I don't want any more speeches. I don't want any more hearings. I want things going on. I want action. I want people getting in trouble for the crimes that they have committed. I go out and I commit a crime, I got to go to jail. I got to pay the piper. I got to pay the price. Well, because I didn't win an election means that I'm not protected. But as soon as you win an election, immediately, you must be protected. Well, why? Well, because there's a precedence. If you're in there and then you get thrown in jail, well, then the next guy's going to, you know, the next party comes in, they're going to throw them in jail. So you're protected. Plus, you're working for the government. And you're a Democrat. Oh, okay. No. If a law is going to be a law, it's going to be a law for everybody. And that includes the government. Our president is not above the Constitution. Our Congress is not above the Constitution. We, as Americans, are not above that Constitution. This Constitution is for everybody. Everybody. Not just a select few, but for everybody. Not just the government, not the law enforcement, but the citizens as well. And we have to understand that First Amendment is for everybody. You don't like what somebody says? Then fine. You can hate it, but you can't stop them from saying it. Knock it off. You can tell them to shut up because they're stupid, but you can't stop them from saying it. I wish Nancy Pelosi would shut up. I mean, I just get sick and tired of that. Just the amount of stupidity that – how nature possibly put that much stupidity into one human being is absolutely mind-boggling. I don't even think God understands how he screwed that one up. I think he's up there going, what the hell did I do? Good God. I mean, when you got God confused of how he – was able to put that much stupid into one human being. I mean, you know you've got a stupid human being on your hands. And Nancy Pelosi, you are the queen stupid of all human beings. I've had diarrhea with more intelligence than you, Miss Pelosi. So shut up. Go play with your little imaginary friend. How about that? Oh, yeah, children are invisible. Yeah, that's how Republicans think. Yeah. Think about that. Children are invisible, and they're different. Children are invisible. Well, you know, I've met a lot of dirty people in my life. I mean, bad people. Bad people. Met a lot of good people. Even the bad people don't look at children as being invisible. There are a few. But even criminals care about their children. See, I think it's them that don't care about their children because, well, the children can't vote and they don't have jobs, so they can't be taxed. So until they become voting age and they actually have a job, that's the only time that they really count because we can tax them. We can get them to vote for us and we have the control over them. But when they're children, I mean, what are they going to do? They can't vote for us. They're worthless. I mean, if you're going to say that about us, then I guess we got to say that about you. I mean, this is back and forth. It never gets anywhere. So the point is, Ms. Pelosi, stop trying to accuse people of things that, first of all, that never happened. You do not have an imaginary friend that told you this. Like Harry Reid, he had an imaginary friend when He was told that Mitt Romney never paid his taxes. Mitt Romney never paid his taxes, according to Harry Reid. His imaginary friend said it, and Harry Reid's got to get up there on the Senate floor. That's another creep. That guy's bad business, man. That guy's bad for business. That's a bad dude. He's not good people. Harry Reid is a creep. He's a crook. He's a criminal. He's a thug. And why you people in Nevada keep voting that man in? That says more about you than it says about anything else. All right, we're just running out of time here. I don't want to get started into something that will never get going. So we're going to finish the rest of this tomorrow. Looks like the chat room worked out pretty good. I never got a chance to look at it a little bit. I got a little bit of it, but at least I know how to do it now. And I'm now into the 21st century. Oh, boy, don't I feel great. Okay, we're officially moored. We've got nowhere to go until we see each other again tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Goodbye, everybody.